You've probably heard about Pater Pius Stigmata, but there's something less known. His presence was often accompanied by a mysterious fragrance. Stay tuned to hear the stories.
Ave mundis pes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. A heartfelt thank you to our Protected Children of Padre Pio members. Your generosity allows these videos to reach thousands of souls, bringing hope, faith, and devotion to those in need. Not yet a member? Join today and become part of a powerful prayer community under the protection of Padre Pio. Receive spiritual graces, grow closer to God, and let this be your refuge in daily struggles. Click the link in the description to begin your journey. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you. Now let's move on to our story. Today I've prepared for you three short but powerful anecdotes about one of the most mysterious signs associated with Padre Pio: his mystical fragrance. These accounts are sourced from the books Padre Pio, Heavenly Facts and Words of Wisdom by Giuseppe Cacioppoli and Padre Pio, Extraordinary Facts of the Saint of the Stigmata by Laureano Benitez and Oscar Pena. But before we dive in, especially for those of you who are new to our channel, many who encountered Padre Pio reported experiencing an unexplainable fragrance, sometimes of violets, roses, lilies, or even fresh tobacco. This mysterious perfume could mean many things: a confirmation that a prayer had been heard, a warning in times of danger, comfort in sorrow, or even a spiritual wake-up call. Now that you know a little more about it, let's get into the first story. A lawyer who knew Padre Pio once shared, "One day, while I was in the old church of the convent participating in Mass, the long and wonderful Mass of Padre Pio, at the moment when the priest raises the sacred host, I became distracted in thought and remained standing. So, while everyone knelt, he stood absent-mindedly." He continues, "I was among all the kneeling faithful, apparently the only irreverent one. Suddenly, I was shaken by a penetrating and pleasant smell of violets that brought me back to reality. I looked around and also knelt down. As always, after the Mass, I went to greet the Padre, who welcomed me, saying something that took me by surprise. 'You were distracted today.' The lawyer asked him, 'So it was you who woke me up with your perfume?' 'Yes,' he replied. 'Better than a slap in the face.'" Here we see Padre Pio's tough love, so typical of Southern Italians, really shine through. But behind the dry humor, it's clear how much he cared about showing proper reverence to our Lord in the Eucharist. A gentle reminder for all of us to stay alert during those sacred moments. Now here's the second anecdote. After his conversion, a man from Sicily went to confession to Padre Pio. During the confession, Padre Pio held the man's right hand tightly between his own. When the man returned home, he noticed something odd. His right hand had a distinct fragrance, the same he had smelled while near Padre Pio. Now listen to this. Even after washing, the scent remained, and it lasted for the entire 2 months it took to complete the penance Padre Pio had given him. Imagine that. When the fragrance faded, he tried to recall it, to imagine it back, but it didn't work. Once the penance was finished, the scent disappeared. And now to the third and final anecdote. This one answers the question, where does this mysterious fragrance truly come from? Listen to this. Father Modestino, who was the doorkeeper of the convent, said, I was serving at Padre Pio's mass when I suddenly smelled his perfume. It was so intense that I was about to faint. So, in my mind, I asked him to stop, and instantly the perfume vanished. Later I asked Padre Pio about it. The saint replied, My son, it is not me, it is the Lord. He decides who smells it and when. Everything happens if and when he wants. So, what do these stories mean for us today? They're not just sweet tales from long ago. They remind us that the supernatural is real and closer than we think. Whether it's through a mysterious fragrance or an inner stirring of the heart, God continues to send signs to guide us, correct us, and console us. Padre Pio's perfume is one of those gentle, sometimes startling reminders. Heaven is near, and grace is always at work. In our modern world, so distracted by noise and routine, these signs invite us to pause, reflect, and return to the things that truly matter: purity, reverence, and living with our hearts fixed on eternity. Thank you for watching. Please don't forget to click the notification bell if you haven't already, and we'll see you in the next video.